sitting here dozing off, reading the computer.
You've got everything done outside you need to do today since this afternoon. It's supposed to get up to about 93 degrees today.
What it is here, with a whopping 2 mile an hour wind out of the north-northwest, said it's 62% humidity and it feels like 104 degrees. And we just come in from picking raspberries and by golly, I believe it.
My thermometer in the car is still showing 85, but that's because I was sitting in the shade, so, you know, it's, I'm just now getting out on the road and everything. Got to go find me a spot of lunch, and then I'm going to have, then I got to go to the grocery store and pick up a few things to get me through for another, you know, for till next week, and then I'll come back home and get out of the, high heat, you know?
The air quality just sucks. It was really not bad outside yesterday.
The rain at my house yesterday.
7,400, or call it 3/4 of an inch.
Heat, my friend. You only caught just the bare edge of things. Like I said, I poured 3 inches of rain out of the gauge this morning, and it was empty yesterday.
Both gauges, and they were practically identical. I went out and dumped the one out front, and then I checked the one on the weather station, and they was pretty close together. But yesterday and the day before was in the 70s, sure felt nice. Talked to the daughter up in Michigan this morning. She was driving back from Columbus at Ohio University. She went to meet the kinfolk from over in Austria, and they watched her granddaughter ride jumping horses, and they left at 3 o'clock this morning to go to Kansas, where my nephew up in Boston still owns the farm there, and they're going to stay with them for a few days out there. And that's really neat. And Abby, our granddaughter, showed him around Ohio State University, all in German, because she speaks fluent German also. And that made it nice for them.
It did. I'm sure it did. And I'll... I've got a big farm over here near me where I usually get my strawberries and blackberries every year. And they are relocating. They've sold all of this land over here, and they've got them another piece of property out, a little bit bigger, got more space and everything else for the cows and all their farming and everything else, and they're moving it, and they're moving all of their stuff because they had a playground for the kids to come, and they give them tours of the farm and things like that, and they have birthday parties there, and they're taking up all the equipment. What I'm wondering is, I'm trying to figure out, is it an old harvester sitting there? I'm wondering how they're going to move that. We do two T-Mobile.
Sure. Well, I don't know. We're going to go out and go to Aldi's up here in Greer. Bernice forgot a couple of things. She wants to get a cabbage and a grabber thing that you pick up stuff with. And it's pretty neat. She bought one down in at Taylor's yesterday. She really likes it, and it makes it where you can reach back and grab things, and it's articulated. It'll bend over to several positions, and which makes it nice. And it's got a magnet out there on the end of it too. And it's like $7, so no big deal. Then we gotta go get chicken feed up north, which is real close, and then got to go down and get some, I call them wood chips for the chicken pen. I gathered up 5 eggs from the older ones this morning and 2 from the younger ones. So that's going well, and the chicken pen stayed nice and dry yesterday after we did a little work on it the day before.
Because I was down in the hole where I dropped down on that road. I come on to make my way over to where I'm headed now. So, yeah, I missed the first part of that, but something about reaching down and bending out and all, bending around, all that stuff, before I got the end of it about your chicken. So anyway, and oh man, I'll tell you what, every place I turn around over here is more construction. They cleared a piece of land over here, and it looks like they're getting ready to put an apartment building over here on this property. That or a very big house, I don't know which, but it's going to be interesting and all. So, you know, everything is growing over here in my area, particularly on this Highway 290, the Moore Duncan Highway, and down this end towards Moore. I'll tell you what, we're getting more warehouses out here, more corporate companies out here. I mean, it's just growing like weeds out here.
Oh, I just said, she bought a grabber thing. If you drop something, you want to pick it up. And it's better for her because she's had that back surgery. And she really liked it. It was down at Taylor's. And so we're going to run over to Greer and pick up another one. They're only $6.99. And they are articulated. They bend and lock in place. And then they have a little magnet out on the end of them for picking up, you know, needles and pins and stuff like that, or something small. But we're going to do that over in Greer, and that way we don't have to drive clear down to Taylor's.
Those grabbers like things around the house. I keep around the house to pick up stuff, particularly in the radio room when I get reached behind the radio table and everything else, and it's, you know, instead of trying to crawl back there, I can just reach over and grab it with the grabber, pick it up, bring it back out, things like that. So I got a couple of those, and they're very handy, and had them around when Ruth needed them and kept them around because it works out good for me because sometimes I need them. Oh, and everything else. The thermometer says now it's gotten up to almost 90 degrees over here, so I know it is getting warm outside. I think I'm going to go up to the Culver's up here and have me some lunch today, something up that way before I go get groceries. And I got this Honda tailgating behind me. Speed limit out here is only 45 where I am, and I'm taking it nice and easy. I'm not in any hurry. And this lady's run right up on my... She's about one car length behind me, if that much, at 45 miles an hour. And keeps creeping up closer because I'm not going fast enough for her, but I am. WU2 T-Mobile.
Roger. Yeah, the air quality outside's what really is bad. We were in the shade out there picking raspberries. And... out at the chicken pen, it's all in shade until late in the afternoon. That's not so bad. Boy, just to walk out there across where the sun's at really sucked. It's bad out there, Rusty. So take care, stay out of it, and I'll let you go for now. And have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you when we're out mobile a little bit. I'm just waiting for the noon hour to get over so we don't have to fight that traffic. W2T and 0TR73.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I waited till this time of day to head to where I'm headed. Because by the time I get to where I'm going, it'll be around 1 o'clock and the lunch crowd will have left and everything. So I'm going to go there and see what I want to get today. Haven't made up my mind, but I will between now and there. And I may just get me a hamburger today. I haven't had just a hamburger in a while, so. Oh, and all. And my power was out yesterday. Went off about 1:30, and I called Duke Energy, and about 1:58 is when, just before 2 o'clock, and they sent me a text afterwards, and come back and says, well, your power is not going to be on until around 7:30 tonight, which means 5 hours later, or 5.5 hours later, because it was actually 1:30 when I called them, so about 6 hours later. And then later, I get a notice that says, well, it's not going to be until 11:30, and then about 20 minutes later, I get one that says, your power's back on, and my power had already been on for about an hour, so, you know, but I had someplace else I could go and sit where I didn't have to sit in the dark with no air, no water, no things like that, so, oh, But it's gotten up to 90 degrees out here, and traffic is not as bad as I thought it would be, Tom. W2T, catch you later.